And that tea kettle had to be kept full. And then she had a big old lard can. Now, a lard can's a big old tin container that holds about 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. It gets its name because that's what first came out of it, lard.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy them now without lard. And she would keep that boiling, and she'd sterilize her fruit jars in that. Just stand them in there, you know, put the hot water, and she'd cook. You might say cook the jars in hot water.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then take them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then drain them.
Mm-hmm.
She never wiped them. Somebody was out there. So you looking that way?
I was just looking at them.
Oh, the boys. Yeah, they're
working out there.
They're laying the frame to get. We're gonna try to get the concrete laid next Tuesday out here. And we'll have to go and come this way. And I told him, I said, well, let me know when you get ready. I've got to go in the deep freeze room and get some stuff out of it. I don't want to have to. Yeah, he said, well, 3 days it'd be dry enough to walk on. Especially they're gonna lay it in layers. This end will be dry enough. The other way.
Well, I'm glad you're finally getting
it. Oh, I am too.
Well, if you were to plant flowers in the house, what would you call the container that you put them in?
Never put them in the house.
Never
had anything except what, now in the late 30s we did, but in the early 1915s and on through up to 1925, now other people did, they had those big jars that didn't leak called jardiniers. They were crockery type ornamental,
mm-hmm.
and you set your plant box, or I mean bucket, ordinarily they used to we get these 10-pound buckets at Lark Team, was dandy, and they just paint them up and put them in there, ferns and things like that, and you would set them down in there, but you would put pieces of brick, nowadays you put charcoal, but in those days you put brick in there, then you could water them lightly, but
what about cut flowers, what would they, do they have
mostly paper, most people made their flowers of paper, my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Out of paper. And then silk flowers come. You know, silk flowers are coming back. Mm-hmm. Silk flowers would come, but we had nothing like that because we hadn't money to buy it, so I don't know too much about it.
Well, did people have vases in their home?
Oh, yes, there's always been vases.
Oh, that's not how I think.
Me either, vase. Really and truly, there was a lot of, because I know that I had some friends who had some beautiful ones, and I admired them so much, and I didn't have one. I guess that's where I've learned to enjoy flowers and things.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing, though, they did. They had these tall wooden stands. They stood up when they had a fern.
Mm-hmm.
And when I guess pottery has been out for a long time, because I remember seeing it then.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have a fern, and it would drop way down like that, you know.
Mm. Well, now, we were talking about washing clothes. How did you go about washing the dishes?
Well, my mother had a good plan. I don't know how a lot of people do. I know how one woman did. She'd hold it, stick it down some water like this, and she'd drain it and put it up, but it was cold water. But my mother had two good dish pans that she used only for dishwashing, or unless she was peeling peaches or something. She didn't want nothing but a crack in it. And she would have her hot dish water here that she just took off of the stove. And then she would have hot water here to scald them in. And then she'd lay several layers of feed sacks down here, and she'd just lay them on that. If there was a glass or something else, she'd stand there and let them drain, which was about as neat as anybody could do.
Rather than having anything to dry them off with.
Yes, no, she had tea towels. Oh, she'd always go over them in case there was some.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. But,
this other second pan, now that was to
wrench them in. Uh-huh. Just like, that's what I do here. I have my sink, but I use my sink with water, and then I put me a big plastic thing, and I keep that real hot water so that I can drain them, and then I have a dish drainer, which I was so proud that they come out with finally.
Well, what about I know you didn't have sinks in those days, but like when they began to come in with sinks, what would they call the pipe? Like in the house, the pipe that the water would come out of, I guess, in the sink.
Well, now we had, in the 30s, we had a sink with a faucet to it.
Oh, yeah.
And the faucet was just an old-timey, you just turn it on. We just had a cold water. We didn't have a hot water because it had nothing to heat hot water with. Mm-hmm.